Anyways, so I wanted to show you kind of like in person what a post-it note meal plan looks like. You don't need to be as super crazy, weird, organized as me and color code your recipes, although that's what I did here. So you can see a number of different recipes in different colors. I keep the blue is, these are all of our favorite recipes. Like I don't keep post-it notes for new recipes or stuff that I haven't tried yet. These are our tried and true. And that is the, that's really the basis of a post-it note system, really is when it works best. Trying to keep down the number of post-it notes, trying to keep it a little bit minimal so that it's not super overwhelming and that you can look at a glance and make a plan at a glance just from what you're seeing. So for this particular breakdown, I've got blue is 30 minutes and under, yellow is sheet pan, orange is slow cooker, and the pink is Instant Pot. Wrote down all of our favorite favorite recipes within those categories, and then those are what I chose to make just a week's worth of recipes. If you wanted to go all out, you can keep this be your regular family calendar and use a dry erase marker. This is just a dry erase paper that I bought from Amazon. It actually is sticky, but I like to move it around. Sometimes we've got school schedules or beautiful paintings that the kids have done or anything like that that take pride of place on the fridge. So I will move this thing around. But for the most part, I just change out the month and then I write the dates in and then I stick these back on here and I can choose it and choose the meal plan accordingly. It also means that I can, on the fly, make a decision and change up how the meal plan is going to go during the course of the week. If somebody sees what we're going to be having and decides that that's not what they want to be eating that week, it's a little easier to move things around and switch around. If you've got picky, stubborn kids, you kind of know what I mean. But it's just a really good visual way to kind of plan out your meal plan, to have everything right there in front of you, and also have your whole family be involved in the concept of meal planning, if that's your thing. So yeah, I think it's a really helpful kind of a way. It's an easy way. It's a good starter type of meal planning to do. And if you try it, please let me know how it works.